This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
April 22nd through 24th, Santa Clara, California. If you are into storage, that is where you need to be. It is the Storage Networking Industry Association, SNIAS, Data Storage Innovation Conference, DSI. One of the people involved in this, S.W. Wirth, Senior Standards Program Manager at Microsoft. Thanks for joining us today.
Howdy. Happy to be here.
And also on the line with us, George Crump, Lead Analyst from Storage Switzerland. George, when you look at this conference and everything that's going on, if you were giving advice to an end user right now, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to go. Where we are, the state of the industry from the changing ways we store data, the changing ways we network data, virtualization, cloud, solid-state storage, what we're doing from a performance perspective, all of that affects users today. There's a lot of information, and the value of a show like this versus one of the more vendor-focused events is that you get that total picture. You get a lot of competing views. You get startups and guys that are just really kind of being much more creative maybe and innovative. So there's a lot of value to these type of events.
And Mr. Wirth, when you're looking at this conference, getting to the end user with good objective information, that's y'all's goal?
Yeah, we really focused on doing vendor-neutral information coming from SNIA. Of course, there's a lot of vendor talks also, but the SNIA tutorials are a big part of our event. We've been doing them since 2001. We do these as peer review deals. So they're either SNIA speaking as the voice of the storage industry or a significant chunk. We have some great tutorials on file access protocols, file systems, solid state storage, cloud storage, almost anything you can think of that matters to people who actually have to implement this stuff.
What is your role in SNIA and what will be your role at the conference?
I'm on the board of directors. I've been there for way too many years. I'm the co-chair of Data Storage Innovations Conference, as I am for Storage Developer Conference. And I was one of the people that designed this. There's been, a need, as George mentioned, for a conference that's not dominated by one single vendor, whether it's a three-letter storage company or an operating systems company or anybody else. And also there's plenty of conferences that are sort of focused on CIOs and CIO wannabes, and DSI is more focused on the people in the trenches, the people actually have to select and implement products and support them throughout their useful life and then decommission them. And that's on both sides of the vendor-customer equation. So whether you're an SE working for a vendor or whether you're the sysadmin and you've got to make this stuff work, we designed DSI for you.
And I guess it's marrying the two sides, the vendors and the users. That marriage is really why vendors need to participate in this program.
Yeah, we believe that there's a lot of value to having people talk together. We always advertise that the hallway track is as good as anything we do because there's a lot of informal communication. Our expo will certainly provide an opportunity for attendees to talk directly to people who are hands-on implementers from vendors, but a lot of the value is talking with other attendees about their own experiences implementing the stuff in their own enterprises in their workaday lives, whether it's healthcare, manufacturing, service industries, etc.
Being with Microsoft, your hands are on this all the time. Even at your level on the board, do you get a lot out of these conferences when you go?
Sure. I always meet somebody new. One of the best things about it for me is that I get to talk to people and connect people together who should be talking to each other but might not know each other. As I said, I've been in the storage industry for a while. That works both for Microsoft, but it also works for people who prefer to implement free or open source software. I've introduced a lot of people to projects that they might not know about.
One of the things you said before the interview started and when you talked to George, you said, George, I don't know you, but I know what you look like. This is an opportunity for you to meet people like George Crump.
Yeah, analysts at DSI are a really important part of the mix. They have a real vendor-neutral expertise. They talk to a lot of end-user customers, enterprise implementers, and small and medium business, and they talk to vendors all the time. So we treat them as, if not rock stars, at least the valuable players that they are. and we have a lot of them on the DSI agenda. We encourage people to go and take a look at that agenda and see why there's value there.
George, when's the last time you were called a rock star?
Well, yesterday, actually, Charlie, but happens all the time. No, I think that, you know, that's a key thing, right, is that the certainly the SNIA folks and the DSI folks understand the value of I refer to the analysts and people that show up there as the influencer community. These are typically guys with ex-IT experience that have done something unique. And to his point, we can bring some perspective that maybe not everybody can bring. So, and from our standpoint, you know, we see a lot of value in it. Just meeting the vendors, you know, meeting users. One of my, you know, SW mentioned hallway time. One of my favorite things to do is I always go eat lunch on the floor when they're serving it and just sit randomly with users. And a lot of times I won't even say anything. I'll just kind of listen to the conversation and see what's going on. And I can pick up a lot just from those interactions.
SW, we look forward to meeting you at the conference that's coming up April 22nd through 24th, Santa Clara, California. Folks, you can get more information at going to SNIA, SNIA.org. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thanks a lot.
For George Crump, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for listening to the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.